It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's John and Jackson right now, and this is a very special week of our podcast.
Yeah, we decided to take a little vacation, treat ourselves.
Yeah.
So we don't have new podcast episodes for you. But we wanted to make sure that your feed was nice and updated with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we had intern Nico. I was about to say I did it, but that's not true. Mm. I don't want anyone to think that I actually work hard.
Our show is above honesty.
Yeah.
If anything else.
That's true. We don't take credit for anything.
No.
But we had intern Nico go through and slap together these best ofs. So he picked the clips that he liked the most from our show, smashed them together, and we're going to do like 30-minute best of episodes every day this week.
So if you know of someone who has never heard our show before, what a great week to tell them to listen so they can hear nothing but the prime stuff, the grade A.
Because there's some fluff. I edit a 1 hour 30-minute podcast every single day.
Yeah.
With the three of us.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, makes me laugh. Uh-huh. I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
I think we're a good time.
Sure.
Is it all necessary? Certainly no.
No, not at all.
But these are like the essentials.
So tell a friend, get them a listen this week, and we'll be back with new episodes next week.
Yeah.
On Mondays, we love to read through the news and find for you just the ridiculous stories. We put them together and we call it...
Hey, Dummy!
For example... Listen, we've all been there before where you're hanging out and at a bar and maybe last call happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not ready to go quite yet.
They play that song, Closing Time.
Exactly. It's what they all play. Well, the security system at a bar in Lincoln City, Oregon, called the Beach Club, picked up some activity about 3:00 in the morning. So their security cameras, you know, have like the little motion detectors.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So the owner called the cops. And when they got there... They found a 31-year-old guy named Jason McIntyre inside. Apparently, he was in the bar drinking that night. It was shutting down. He didn't want to go home.
No one wants to go home.
No one wants to.
But you can't stay here.
He hid until the employees closed up and left. And once he had the place to himself, just got back to drinking.
You better believe it.
Just went back under there, started pouring himself some drafts.
Gotta get back on the horse.
Yeah.
Those are great movies. Right, where they stay in like the stores after hours.
Yeah.
They get the run of the place.
What's the name of that movie where the woman has her baby in Walmart?
With Natalie Portman. Home is Where the Heart Is?
Is that what it's called?
I feel like I'm close if that's not
it. She named her daughter Americus?
Yeah.
Bah! Bad name. Bad name. Great movie, bad name.
To which we say to this guy and Americus,
Hey, Dummy!
All right, so I've got a prison guard who had to get booked into his own facility. Because I guess he saw an inmate's pair of Nike sneakers, brand new pair,
yeah.
$250 pair of Nikes.
Sure.
And he decided that he wanted to take them home for himself. He's a prison guard, abusing his power. His name's Nick. He told investigators that he didn't know who owned the shoes and was told he could take them home.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, they told me I could have them. Two inmates accused him of taking them, and so then they had to go rely on their surveillance video. You know, because it is prison.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's watched.
So you're telling me there's cameras there?
Yeah, at all times. So he was booked into his own jail on a charge of petty theft for that.
Dude.
We're going to say,
Hey, Dummy!
My story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A woman named Georgia Zawaki just turned 55 years old. And she was expecting her boyfriend, David, to do something for her. They had been living together for 4 months at this point.
Okay.
So it's pretty serious relationship.
Yeah.
You're living together.
It's time.
But did he do anything, Jonathan? Monroe, no.
He did nothing?
Of course he didn't. He didn't get her a present.
What?
He didn't get her a cake. He didn't even so much as go get her a card. He didn't even bother writing a card on the back of a napkin or something.
Not even a Starbucks?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, Georgia spent her birthday drinking vodka, getting angrier by the minute.
Just sitting there
seething,
thinking about it all.
Yeah, just stewing in it. And eventually, all that sitting and stewing leads to some action. She goes, she gets herself a box cutter, and she just starts going after David with it. Because that ungrateful mooch has been sitting on her couch, probably drinking beer in his underwear all day, and didn't even give her so much as a happy birthday.
What about love coupons? Do you think that would have gone over well?
I mean, honestly, at this point, I think she was just looking for any sort of acknowledgement.
Some kind of recognition for
just
the day.
Anything.
Okay.
Something as simple as just him telling her happy birthday,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
What a saved him from getting stabbed with a box cutter.
Maybe putting her Eggos in the toaster for her.
Oh, that would have been sweet.
Right? Something.
Mm-hmm. He ended up with cuts all over his arms. Georgia was arrested on several charges, including aggravated assault and reckless endangerment. Mm. She ended up spending her birthday night in jail.
No.
For that reason, we're going to call her Hey Dummy!
So every day we get this email from what's called a morning show prep service, right?
Uh-huh. Mm.
And what they do is they take all of the entertainment stories, all the news stories that are out there, they condense it down so we can know everything quickly. That's how we are able to know kind of all that's happening in pop culture right now.
Yeah. So then we don't have to check 14 different websites. And
exactly.
Yeah, and they also reduce it to like a small, just a few sentences so that we can just get the most important information out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every now and then we're like, oh, that's interesting. So we go research more.
Yeah.
But they do a great job, usually, of pulling the best stories.
Now, we don't know exactly what's going on, but for some reason, for the last 2 months,
It started as a joke.
Did it?
Yeah, well, no.
With us.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started thinking like,
this has to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because every day, there is a story about Panic at the Disco star Brendan Urie.
Utah's own. Right.
So if you don't know, actually, Brendan Urie was born in St. George, grew up in Vegas. His mom lives here in Salt Lake, so he's in and out all the time. So like, he's pretty well known around here, but he's certainly not so big that he needs to be included in the entertainment news every day.
They don't do an Ariana Grande story every day.
They don't do a Britney Spears story every day.
No.
They don't do a Lady Gaga story every day.
No.
They didn't even do a Lady Gaga story every day through Oscar season. And that girl was everywhere in Oscar season.
But you know whose story they did do?
Brendan Urie.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not even good. They're not even stuff that we could share with you on air.
I actually think that he writes these himself
and submits them.
Dude, no, he has to. Because like I said, it started out like, why are they reporting on that?
Yeah.
Like, why is that in there? Why does he keep ending up in there? And then the stories just continually get worse and worse and worse.
So what we've decided to do was we've grabbed all of the Brendan Urie stories. Again, the front man from Panic at the Disco. We've put them together. Congratulations, man. We don't know if you're paying the prep service. We don't know if you're writing for them. But
you're about to get your money's worth.
Yeah, you made it.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
All right. This one. Panic at the Disco star Brendan Urie tells Pop Buzz that he is not a fan of wearing t-shirts on stage. Yeah, I do hate t-shirts. I hate wearing clothing. Any excuse to get naked is honestly good enough.
Panic at the Disco lead singer Brendan Urie tells Pop Buzz that he'll wear the same t-shirt night after night during a concert tour. I know, he just said he hates t-shirts, right?
Yeah.
But he wears them night after night. He said, I wish I could say it's a different shirt, but I have a uniform for on stage. It's my uniform. It's the same shirt, and it smells like, oh my gosh, it's terrible.
Maybe you hate wearing t-shirts because your t-shirt stinks.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
Maybe you should just wash your clothes. All right. Panic at the Disco star Brendan Urie tells People magazine he wishes that his fans would stop kissing him. It happened again last night. I went in for a hug. I'm not even mad. I just get bummed, you know? Like, yeah, I went in for a hug and a girl kissed my neck. My gross, sweaty neck.
Oh, that's just terrible.
Terrible.
Ah. Hey, look, mom.
Panic at the Disco's Brendan Urie tells Spin magazine He's a dog person. My favorite type of pet has always been a dog. They're loyal, kind, and offer endless affection.
Our company pays for this service. I just want to let you know, this isn't just like some free site where they're hoping for things.
We paid money to find out that Brendan Urie is a dog person.
Hey, look, mom!
Panic of the Disco star Brendan Urie tells Spin magazine that he loves wearing vests. I like vests. I think I need more of them. I wear them with both a t-shirt and or a button-up, and they're great on days when I'm cold just around my chest.
I want to make sure I understand this. He hates shirts. Kind of likes
shirts.
Them. Loves the
loves
vest.
A vest.
Loves the vest.
Hey, look, mom!
All right, how many more are we going to do?
Go ahead, give me another
one. Keep going.
We're going to keep going?
Yeah,
all right. Because I want to save my favorite one.
Okay, let's hear it.
You want to hear my favorite one?
Yeah, let's hear your favorite one.
You ready?
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco lead singer Brendan Urie is very particular about how he eats a baked potato. It must have sour cream, green onions, bacon, and cheese. He won't eat a naked potato.
Who will?
No. No.
Not on my watch.
No, not our Utah's own Brendan Urie.
No.
No.
He is too good for a
That's
naked tater.
Right, exactly.
Hey, look, mom.
Let's see, you want one more?
Yeah, give me the last one. We have. By the way, I want you to know that Jackson and Monroe prepped this, and they have stacks of Brendan Urie stories
and
in front of
them. And this is just from March.
Yeah, right,
this is just the stories I pulled from March.
All right, let's hear it, Jackson.
All right, let's see. I want to make it a good one. Oh, this is so funny. Panic of the Disco star Brendan Urie tells Interview Magazine, which, by the way, didn't know that was a magazine.
I'm not sure.
That he wishes he could go back in time to experience historical events.
Oh.
I've seen the footage, but I would love to be there for MLK's I Have a Dream speech and the Gettysburg Address. I think I really would have been crazy to be a part of that because it's such an important piece of our history today. There's that. And then I've got this weird sense where I've always wanted to, I think Bob Dylan actually wrote the same thing, see Harry Houdini do magic. That would have been unreal to see. He was an anomaly of his day.
Hey, look, mom!
There you go. You're welcome, Brendan Urie. It is the Brendan Urie Corner. We call it Hey Look Ma.
I made it.
So the other day, it was lunchtime, and I happened to find a sandwich, turkey sandwich, mayo, mustard, that I had left in my bag for a few days.
Days. John.
And I was like, well, this looks good.
No.
Days.
John.
And so
John.
I opened it up.
Mayo.
And I was about to eat it, and my wife called. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm about to eat this turkey sandwich. And she's like, that's strange. We haven't had turkey for a few days. Like, did you go to a restaurant?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's that sandwich I made like for you the other day also. She's like, throw that thing away right now.
Yeah.
She saved your life.
And I'm like, I'm sure it's fine. It's been sitting in my office.
In his by the way, he doesn't have a fridge in his office. He leaves things room temperature all the time.
She's like, throw it away right now. She's like, did you take a bite of it? And I had it. I was just about to. And the phone call. So I threw it away. And she's like, just go out. Walk outside. Go see what the sun is like. And go, like, just go get some food.
Yeah.
Walk down the street.
Yeah.
John, we are literal blocks away from some of the best food in Utah.
I know.
Like, you can't. We are within spitting distance of some of the best food you can get
in
the entire state.
I know.
And you are going to eat a room temperature turkey sandwich from 3 days ago.
Yes.
You're disgusting.
Mayo.
I'm sure I would have been fine. But that's neither here nor there.
No, your wife wouldn't have.
Your wife saved your life. You know why she wanted you to go walk outside and enjoy the sun?
Hmm.
Because that was almost your last day on
that's
this earth.
Right, exactly. Go enjoy the final moments. So I go outside. I start walking down. And they have a food truck right out in front of our office.
Ta-da!
It's the corn dog truck. Have you ever seen the corn dog truck?
Does it look like a big corn dog?
It's just bright yellow and orange,
okay.
And it seems like sunshine's radiating from it.
World's best corn dogs.
And I gotta tell you, I am a corn dog fan. I am.
Aficionado.
I love a corn dog. It doesn't even have to be. I will buy a gas station corn dog sometimes when I walk by and I see it there.
You know why? Because they all taste the same.
Yeah, they're just, I know what I'm going to get.
It's a good standard.
Yeah.
One time, John and I were out, I don't remember what we were doing, but we had the mix van.
Yeah.
And our promotions director, Sarah Noach, is driving us around. and John saw Sonic, and you would have thought that he, the way that he screamed, stop, 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 you would think that we had just hit a child or something with the van. But no, he literally made us pull off the road so that we could go to the Sonic and get corn dogs.
Yeah, they were like, I think I saw the sign, it was like 3 for 9 cents. It was something stupid like that. I was like,
crazy
cheap.
Oh my gosh, we gotta get corn dogs. Yeah, he could not handle himself.
So I enjoy a corn dog.
Okay.
So I get to the, I go over to this place. I'm like, all right, let's see what this thing's all about. I get myself two of the corn dogs. And as I'm ordering, they go, and would you like honey on it?
Yeah.
Now, again, I've had corn dogs for, I would say, the best about 35 years at this point, right?
Sure. Okay.
Never before have I been offered honey.
Yeah,
on
never.
Top of a corn. Have you?
No.
Seriously?
It's not how it goes.
No, when we went to Sonic, they were like, would you like a honey packet with it? Sometimes they'll offer mustard.
Honey
no,
mustard.
No, I want the cup, half ketchup, half mustard.
I'm
and
fine with
dip
that.
Dip it in there.
So I have never heard of honey on a corn dog before. And I ordered two corn dogs, footlongs.
And that's the thing. The world famous corn dogs in those big yellow trucks are like a million feet long.
They're
huge. They're an actual foot long. It's not like you go to a sandwich shop and order a foot. Like, no, these are
huge.
A real foot long.
And so I'm like, yeah, why don't you put honey on one of them? I'm like, this is a thing. Guy goes, you've never had honey before? Just like how Jackson was. And I'm like, no, I didn't realize this was a thing.
That's crazy.
So he poured all this honey on one. He's like, there you go, man. So I took him back up to the office to eat them both.
What?
Honey on a corn dog?
What? Okay, hold on. Let's take a quick step back.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever had cornbread with honey on it?
I have had cornbread with honey on it. Yes, that's how I usually will eat
and
my cornbread.
And it's delicious, right?
Yeah, it's good.
So all you have to do, that's all a corn dog is. It's cornbread wrapped up, a hot dog wrapped up in cornbread, and then you put a little honey on it.
I don't know.
I don't like honey.
You don't like honey in general?
No.
I think there was something about like, why would I want like sugar on this meat?
Yeah, like
it's a sweet and savory dog.
No. The whole salted caramel thing too. Like it just
just
needs to die.
You need to die. How dare you?
I'm a salt fan. Mm-hmm. And so when I want salty, I want it to be salty. When I want something sweet, I want it to be sweet.
Yeah, like why are you trying to turn my corn dog into a funnel cake? I don't need it to be a dessert.
It's not a funnel cake. It is literal cornbread with honey on top. That's what it is.
But there's also like this, there's a hot dog in the middle.
A meat tube.
Yeah,
I
don't need the meat tube with the honey. That's where I'm having the problem. If it was just the breading.
The meat tube?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I just want to make sure you heard that right.
No, you heard that right. Yeah.
I don't understand why you're having such a hard time with it.
I got to tell you, it threw me off. I didn't like it.
Mm-mm. It's so good.
It's not how it's supposed to be.
You're wrong.
I agree.
You're wrong.
I don't think it is either.
To go. That's not how what corn dogs were put on this earth for.
You went to a professional corn dog purveyor.
I did. Yes.
Who understands corn. That's their whole life. It's not like they come into radio and tell you how to do your job.
Sure.
They know what they're doing. Like, just trust them because they know what they're doing. You're all saying, like, oh, honey doesn't belong on corn dogs. It's like, I'm sorry, where's your corn dog stand?
Jackson, you're on TV later today, but I wanted to see if I can notice where you hit yourself with the clippers.
Oh, let me see.
Jackson, oh, yeah. That's if I'm talking to you,
right?
Just right in your eyes, can you see where...
No, so I've been trying to look. So Jackson sent an email to both Monroe and I saying that he was trimming his beard and he went too deep with his clipper and now you have like a bald spot.
My clipper, like, it slipped away from the comb and I have a bald spot. All right, I'm going to lift my chin.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my God! I know it's so bad. It's so bad. And I have to be on TV today.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I don't want to make
you
self-conscious.
So as long as I just keep pointing my chin at the ground.
Do not look up when you're on TV.
Dude,
I'm going to try. Listen, if I manage to do it this long on this show, then I'm sure I can do it for an hour on the TV.
I thought... Like,
it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I thought you
it's
were
really
exaggerating.
Bad.
Oh my gosh,
dude.
I almost shaved off the beard and just kept the mustache and rocked the mustache for a little while.
Serious. We got to get a photo of that up on our Insta story.
It turns out I April Fool's pranked myself.
It's like the old the Jackass movies where they would come by with like the clippers and hit someone's head.
Uh-huh.
It's like someone did that to Jackson's beard.
On the bottom of my
face. On the bottom of his face.
I'm such a dummy.
It looks great.
It no was one's really ever shocking. Gonna die. No. It was so shocking.
I mean, seriously.
Like, I know.
It's not that bad. You know, in Austin Powers, when he's like, "More!"
Yeah. It's really bad, you guys. I told you. That's why I put it in the email. I was like, I don't think you guys understand. It's really bad.
It's fantastic.
I definitely am bald under my chin.
All right, we'll put an Insta story up in seconds here at Mix 105.1 Utah. Monroe, let's hear your pocket full of sunshine.
You guys, a Big Mac just went into space.
What?
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Tom in the UK. I don't know where he was. It just says Tom.
Tom from the UK. Yeah. Sure.
He recently attached a Big Mac to a weather balloon and sent it into space.
Oh.
So the balloon traveled 24 miles into space. Isn't that weird that space is only 24 miles up?
It's not that far.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
We're really close.
Mm-hmm.
That's too close.
Yeah.
Way too close.
I know.
I want to go underground. But he sent it 24 miles into space, and then he brought it back down to Earth. He documented the balloon's travel by attaching a GoPro camera to it, you know, because...
Why not?
I don't even know how these ideas...
I want to watch it.
...become, yeah.
Let me get this straight. You sent a $300 camera into space to watch a $4 cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even that. Dude, that's a combo, man. Isn't that like $3.99 for the combo? This is number one.
So what, did it come back down? Like...
Yeah. And the balloon returned to Earth. Tom ate the Big Mac.
No.
Yeah. He said it was dry, powdery, and frozen.
It's nasty.
Because it was in outer space.
Yeah.
It happened.
It went to space.
I made it. All right. So a little look behind the show. When we go home each day, the way we kind of talk is at the end of our day, we send an email. We're on this three-person email. And really, we just write about what happened during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three things that happened during the day.
At least three things.
It's really hard sometimes.
Three things.
It's hard sometimes, John.
Monroe used the same thing twice.
Wait. What did I do twice?
She wrote Aladdin. You wrote Aladdin on yesterday's email and today's email.
Yesterday, because I was excited that I got to go to Aladdin with my coworkers.
Right.
And then I had to explain how it all went
right.
The day after.
Exactly.
And now, in Monroe's defense, I wrote Lizzo. I gave you a countdown.
You did.
When I got to meet Lizzo, I counted down for like 2 weeks leading up to
Lizzo.
Good
point.
Yeah.
So I want to read to you exactly one sentence that Jackson sent to us last night.
Okay.
An acquaintance said to me, "You seem like a handful." To which I say, "Jackson, you seem like a handful. Yes, that stands out. I bet that was hard to take in. And we're going to get to that part. But I found it very interesting that in the sentence you wrote, an acquaintance."
Because he doesn't know me, man.
Okay, all right.
He doesn't know who I am. Here's the thing. I am a performer.
Yeah.
I don't just tell you quickly that I ran to the store for eggs.
He doesn't.
I gave you the journey. I take you on an emotional, spiritual journey with me through getting the eggs and checking them out. I'm very dramatic, and the way that I speak is very dramatic, no matter what. Like, I could be talking about something I don't even really care about, but for that small section of time that I'm talking about it, it's the only thing in the world that matters.
It's the principle of the thing.
It's the principle of the thing. So anyway.
Yes.
So I caught myself doing this around a very reserved person.
Okay.
I'm not going to call him a friend. I've met him like... 5 times.
You definitely didn't in the email you sent.
He's an acquaintance.
Okay.
I know of him through friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting there talking. It was like a group of us when I was sitting there just chatting.
Yeah.
And I was telling a story and I was being myself, you know, just being me.
Being loud.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And I go, "Sorry, I can be a little bit dramatic." And he looks at me and he goes, "Yeah, you seem like a handful." And was dead serious. And I'm like, "Whoa! Whoa, whoa, Mr. Man."
Yes.
Here's the thing. You have to earn the right to call me a handful.
Uh-huh.
You, John and Monroe, they earn the right every day to call me a handful because they deal with me every day.
Mm-hmm.
This nobody from the street waltzing into my life and telling me how to live. Who do you think you are?
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
How did you take it at the time? Were you a handful?
Well, I kind of chuckled and I was just like, it didn't. Honestly, it didn't occur to me later until I was driving home.
Oh, then it.
I was in the car.
Oh my gosh! Like, and then you think of like a million things that you could have clapped back at him with.
Yeah, well, because I laughed it off because it is true. I am a handful, but really, I sat there and I was just like, who does this extra in my life think he is? Who does this non-speaking character?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it didn't occur to me until later that was offensive.
Was there any point, maybe during the drive or maybe last night, as you laid your head down on the pillow and you, was there some, did the truth cut deep? Was there a moment of self-reflection?
That's every single day for me. It's just like, why did I say that? Why did I do that?
I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm a lot.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I sat there with it for a second. I was just like, wow, to an unsuspecting stranger, to a passerby.
To an acquaintance.
To an acquaintance, yes. Even. I must be a really bad person. Because, like, all my close friends and, like, everybody who's listening, they've come to expect this from me.
Yes.
They know not to take it seriously.
We know who you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You've just gotten cozy with it.
Hey, we love you for it.
Thank you.
You're like an itchy sweater. I mean, it still itches.
Wow.
But I still put it on.
I think we've had a lot of enough honesty, John.
Oh, is that too much honesty?
Because it's your favorite sweater.
It's my favorite.
No,
sweater.
See, and I like real talk. I like truth from my friends.
Right.
Not from acquaintances.
Yeah, that's true.
Who do you think you are?
Judging me over there.
I hope he's listening right now. I don't even know if he listens.
I feel so sorry for this person the next time you run into him.
I know. And you're going to be like,
yeah.
And another thing.
Yeah.
Was I too much for you last
time?
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you think I'm just going to make a scene in front of everyone?
Yeah, absolutely I am.
Oh, man.
Always making a scene.
You are such an itchy sweater.